You are listening to The Repository. Lock your doors. Check for open windows. Seal the cracks. Some might be trying to get inside.
The mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him an hollow skin from the heart of an holy tree. He compassed the earth therein, and man was the lord of the sea. He controlled the vigorous steam, he harnessed the lightning for hire, he drove the celestial team. Ah, oh, my gypsy, my gitana, my Celia, where you fade for the dance that turned to earnest. Oh, a sunny land in Spain. My gitana, my Celia, more delicious than a dove, with your hair aflame with roses and your lips alight with love. Row for a whore, die for a harlot, hold life at your door for a woman of solace. The bitter exchange, the bad bargain strike, it may seem to you strange. The fact is, I like it, the world's to save. I brought them wisdom from above, worship and liberty and love. They slew me, for I did disparage therefore religion, law, and marriage. So be my grave without a name. Guide my bark, but I am swallowed in the swell of her heart's ocean, fatally dark. That holds my heaven and holds my hell. In her I live a most minute dancing moment in the sun. In her I die a sterile shoot of nightshade in oblivion. In her myself dissolves a grain of salt.
You are listening to The Repository. Before we continue, I'd like to say a word or two on behalf of the Fraternal Order of Disembodied Narrators. The next time you hear a computer-generated voiceover like this one, just remember, there is absolutely no live person behind it. I thank you. And FODENN members everywhere, thank you.
When I was 7 or 8 years old, my best friend, only friend, honestly, lived across the street. He was a couple of years younger than I. We had been running around in the summer heat, and if memory serves, he ran into the house to pee and grab a glass of water. Past the washer and dryer. His industrious mom had been doing laundry all day. He was parched. He spied a glass of water on the lid of the washer. Grabbed it. Downed it like a 5-year-old, which he was. Doing a jello shot. Which it wasn't. Y'all see what's coming? It was half a glass of Clorox in a Pyrex measuring cup. He knew something was wrong instantly. Pale as death. His mother somehow knew, too. She'd been in the kitchen, right inside. Gathered him up, tossed him in the back of the station wagon, and was rocketing to the nearest emergency room in seconds. Stomach pumped, voice like a handful of gravel in an empty cement mixer for 2 weeks. Said, I'm never doing that again. People, when a 5-year-old says it like that, it is sincere. He was fine. But, I cannot imagine how anyone would deliberately do such a thing. You'd have to be, well, deficient or something. Right? Served in a syringe, a shot glass, or whatever. This stuff is nasty.
Gesundheit, ja, thank you, Bach. Hey, why didn't you say Gesundheit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit hard of hearing, you know.
Oh, that's right. He can't hear us. He can't hear us.
Well, I'm head and shoulders over all of you, you see.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Because I'm made out of stone and you are made out of plaster.
Oh, I'm tired of this manifestation. Since we had that spell put on us, our spirits are trapped in these busts. Oh, I'm so bored. Yeah, we should do something creative. We used to be composers. Yeah. Why don't we compose something? What, like what? Well, I heard from down the hallway that there's this hippie-hoppy music. Hippie-hoppy? Is it music for bunnies? No, it's dance music. I think you mean hip-hop. Yeah, hip-hop, it's great. You should try it. Well, let's try it. Hey, Beethoven.
Yeah.
Drop the beat.
Wait a minute. I used to be a composer. I'm just tired of sitting up here, but I have a good one. We'll start off with dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
It's Arcadia, California. What the hell did you expect? A ginger Rastafari? What the freaking hell? Yeah, a ginger Rastafari with red dreads to his crack. You better not flush those. You might not get them back. Yeah.
Da da da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
You got trunks on the plaza. That's where they can be found. And you better look out for those fire-breathing clowns like Jay Freelove. He's a freaky, freaky, free Freelove. In Arcadia, California, if you move there, you better like weed smoking lots of cold beer. Because there's one thing about the whole endeavor. You're in my age, but Arcadia's 19 forever.
Ha, you're all busted.
Thank you. El golem, sí, como el griego afirma en el caratilo, el nombre es arquetipo de la cosa, en las letras de rosa está la rosa, y todo el Nilo, la palabra Nilo, y hecho de consonantes y vocales, habrá un terrible nombre que la esencia, cifre de Dios, y que la omnipotencia guarden letras y sílabas cabales. Adán y las estrellas lo supieron en el jardín. La herrumbre del pecado, dicen los cabalistas, lo ha borrado y las generaciones lo perdieron. Los artificios y el candor del hombre no tienen fin. Sabemos que hubo un día en que el pueblo de Dios buscaba el nombre en las vigilias de la judería. No a la manera de otras que una vaga sombra insinúan en la vaga historia, aún está verde y viva la memoria de Judá León, que era rabino en Praga. Sediento de saber lo que Dios sabe, Judá León se dio a permutaciones de letras y a complejas variaciones, y al fin pronunció el nombre que es la clave, la puerta, el eco, el huésped y el palacio, sobre un muñeco que con torpes manos labró para enseñarle los arcanos de las letras, del tiempo y del espacio. El simulacro alzó los soñolientos párpados y vio formas y colores que no entendió, perdidos en rumores, y ensayó temerosos movimientos. Gradualmente se vio, como nosotros, aprisionado en esta red sonora, de antes, después, ayer, mientras, ahora, derecha, izquierda, yo, tú, aquellos, otros. El cabalista que ofició de numen a la vasta criatura apodo Golem, estas verdades las registra Sholem en un docto lugar de su volumen. El rabí le explicaba el universo. Esto es mi pie, esto el tuyo, esto la soga, y logró al cabo de años que el perverso barriera, bien o mal, la sinagoga. Tal vez hubo un error en la grafía o en la articulación del sacro nombre. A pesar de tan alta hechicería, no aprendió a hablar el aprendiz de hombre. Sus ojos, menos de hombre que de perro, y harto menos de perro que de cosa, seguían al rabí por la dudosa penumbra de las piezas del encierro. Algo anormal y tosco hubo en el golem, ya que a su paso el gato del rabino se escondía. Ese gato no está en Scholem, pero a través del tiempo lo divino. Elevando a su dios manos filiales, las devociones de su dios copiaba, o estúpido y sonriente se ahuecaba en cóncavas alemas orientales. El rabí lo miraba con ternura y con algún horror. ¿Cómo, se dijo, pude engendrar este penoso hijo y la inacción dejé, que es la cordura? ¿Por qué di en agregar a la infinita ser y un símbolo más? ¿Por qué a la vana más deja que en lo eterno se devana de otra causa, otro efecto y otra cuita? En la hora de angustia y de luz vaga, en su golem los ojos detenía. ¿Quién nos dirá las cosas que sentía Dios al mirar a su rabino en Praga?
Listening to the repository. Some restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. Do not operate heavy equipment while listening. We are not responsible for personal items. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is probably just a coincidence. No animals were harmed in the making of this broadcast. Listen at your own risk.
It clear that I didn't invent LSD. God made LSD, the evolutionary process. LSD has been used in its plant form for thousands of years. Nor have I been a pusher or a advocate of LSD. I have been in the position of a prophet who's been pointing out to his fellow man that this was going to happen. 7, 6, 5 years ago, several of us from Harvard went down to Washington. We told the FDA, hey, listen, there's going to be an LSD boom. It can't be stopped. It's going to be used. It's going to take over. You better be ready for it. Then I'm in the unfortunate position of Cassandra, who, when the hurricane occurs, is blamed for it. Far from telling people they should take LSD, my message to young people is, since you're going to take it anyway, be careful when you take it. Take it for the right reasons. Take it in a sense of seriousness, and take it well prepared. And don't take it unless you know what you're getting into. There are two types of drugs. There are the down drugs, the narcotic drugs that put you in a stupor, of which heroin, the opiate derivatives, and alcohol are the prime offenders. And of course, the tranquilizers and barbiturates also take you down. Then there is a large armamentarium of up drugs, of up experiences, of which marijuana is the mildest, going through mescaline, peyote, LSD. But I must point out that LSD is already somewhat old hat. There are now currently available in certain American cities and in certain chemical laboratories drugs more powerful which lasts longer than LSD. This is just the beginning of a scientific and psychological breakthrough, which can't be stopped by law. I never tell anyone what to do with their body, because what we're talking about here is the first and last frontier of freedom, my body. Now, who touches my body, or what touches my body, or what goes into my body, that's the last and first frontier of my divinity. And I have to say to Caesar, as every religious spokesman has done for the last 2,000 years, Caesar, I render unto you what belongs to you out there, in the highways and the byways and the weapons and the banks. But I reserve my right to do within my own body what feels right to me. There can be no laws about what goes on inside a person's body. And I'm engaged in several court cases right now testing the constitutionality of these laws which tell you what you can put in your body. The marijuana laws are clearly against the Constitution, against the ancient traditions of mankind. The laws against LSD will not stand up. What you can do, you can put labels on the package. And we're all in favor of the FDA and the federal government putting labels on the package. If I want to kill myself quickly with cyanide or slowly with cigarettes, fine. Let the government tell me that. Let the government put on the marijuana package the scientific evidence about marijuana. Let the government put on the booze bottle what booze does for you if they want to be concerned with public health. But they cannot pass laws and maintain laws which govern what people are going to do, particularly something pleasant and something revelatory and something educational like LSD. Why are 10 million Americans smoking marijuana today? I mean, these are not criminals, they're not dope fiends. Matter of fact, they come from your best colleges, and they're your most effective people. The latest statistic is that 70% of the freshman class at Harvard smoke marijuana. Now, that's my old alma mater, and I don't want to boast, but that's a sign of the times. You just can't stop intelligent, thoughtful people from doing something that feels good and right to them.
When me drink is ready, she strikes upon the bell. Get thee to bed. Is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but the dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeding from the heat of fretted brain? I see thee yet in form as palpable as this which now I draw. Thou marshalst me the way that I was going, and such an instrument I was to you. Thine eyes are made the fools of the other senses, or else worth all the rest. Still, and on thy blade on dungeons, goops of blood which was not so before. There's no such thing. It is the bloody business which informs thus to mine eyes. Now the one half world's nature seems dead, and wicked dreams abuse the curtain's sleep. Witchcraft celebrates pale Hecate's offerings, and with a murder alarmed by his sentinel, the wolf, whose owl is watched, thus with his stealthy pace, with Tarquin's ravishing stride, towards his design, moves like a ghost. Thou sure and firm setter, hear not misstep, which way they walk, for fear thy very stones break of me whereabouts, and take the present horror from the time which now suits with it. While thy threat he lives, words to the heat of thee to cold breath give. I go, and it is done. The bell invites me. Hear it not, Duncan, for it is a knell that summons thee to heaven or to hell.
Whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird, all a bird is of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard. In the balmy spring, when Dan Cupid takes his dart along to pierce the heart of maiden and the swain, the tomcat on the backyard fence to Tabby sings a loving song and tells her of his passion once again.
While his vocalizing antics drive the neighbors nearly frantic, and with shotgun fright would stop his awful row. But he still survives, for he has nine lines, and he chuckles in derision, oh meow. How do you like my cat imitation?
Great. It's the worst I ever heard.
Oh, look out. There's a mouse.
Ooh.
Oh, you're a bum cat.
Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All a bird is of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard. Come kiss. Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All a bird is of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard.
You are listening to The Repository. I am sometimes asked, how do you keep up such a grueling pace? My stock answer is, I fortify myself with a beer and a bum, and it's showtime.
Yeah.
Have been listening to The Repository. The Repository is a production of KZZH and Access Humboldt in Eureka, California. Find out more at accesshumboldt.net. Thanks for listening.